our daily talk show, and Danny Allen.
All right, Chad, thanks a lot. Welcome to our WDOR talk show for today. It's Friday. We wrap up the week and our month of September talk shows with the Door County Economic Development Corporation. We've got Executive Director Michelle Lowry with us and Corey Malliot, and he's from Marketing and Communications at the DC EDC. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And why don't we start with what the Door County Economic Development Corporation is. It's an organization that's been around for quite a while.
Yes, it's been around since 1989, and it's an organization that was founded as a public-private partnership, that was hard to say, to promote economic development opportunities throughout the County of Door. So our organization is made up of leadership and our investors or our members, who are folks in government as well as the business community throughout all industries and throughout all of Door County.
So it's a group of people, and you're kind of spearheading and looking at how we can make the business climate better.
That's exactly what we're doing. And September is Workforce Development Month, so we like to celebrate, you know, months as different things. And September is celebrated nationally, as well as by the state of Wisconsin, as Workforce Development Month. So it was really created by those folks to celebrate all of those people who helped to develop our workforce, including educators and instructors at our Door County schools and NWTC here in Door County, as well as facilitators and connectors who help residents of communities to find career pathways and employment opportunities.
And that seems to be a big focus, at least over the last, you know, 10 years or so, of really taking those high school students and setting them on a career path and giving them an idea of what their future might look like and all of the options that are out there for them.
It is. That is our kind of our bread and butter of what we do, and really keeping those young people in Door County and in Wisconsin is one of our biggest goals. So I know Corey's working on quite a few things with student engagement.
Yeah, we have a lot of career awareness and career exploration events. And like Michelle said, our organization takes, you know, great pride in providing opportunities for students and businesses to connect. And for example, last school year, we organized, helped facilitate, or participated in the following business and school events: manufacturing tours, the Door County High School Job Fair, the Door County High School CNC Machining Program, Reality Day, Legislative Days, and Youth Apprenticeship Advocacy. And collectively, we help connect more than 500 students, Danny, from about six school districts to approximately 50 or 60 businesses within Door County. And you know, it's our way of supporting school and business engagement for the betterment of Door County.
And it really, it works for both sides of that. The students get a look at things that they might not have even understood were out there as far as an opportunity goes. And in some cases, they can come right out of school and jump into that right away. And they've already had some of the training in some respects. And for the employers, they've got a workforce, kind of a pipeline there.
Right. And that kind of ties in really well with workforce development, even though it's kind of on the macro level of things, the connections that we're making, because internally, businesses are doing, you know, their workforce development with their initiatives, tuition reimbursement for their employees, training. You know, we have several manufacturers who do their own welding schools and things of that nature. But this does expose kids, and especially high school kids that are in that sophomore junior range that might have some hesitancy about what they want to do. It creates that connection. And last year, for example, we had a high school job fair, and that gave, you know, students the opportunity for part-time employment, summer employment, and youth apprenticeship opportunities.
And I know I've been out of school now about 25 years or so, and that's a totally different focus than when I was there in the late 90s. There wasn't a whole lot of that, or if there was, I was never aware of it, which is another problem. But it was, a lot of the focus was on, you know, going to college or that next level of higher education. And it doesn't have to be that way, and that's not a bad choice either, but there's so many options now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's so many options really for students, and we talked about the youth apprenticeship program. And that is really, and it's not just manufacturing, you know, manufacturing is definitely a huge part of Door County's economy, but it could be anything from professional services to financial services to we have youth apprentices within all types of industries in Door County, hospitality industry. So they can really learn firsthand what careers are in their backyard that they might want to do. So not only during the school year, but also summer jobs and then after school. So, and like you said, it's love the 4-year university opportunity too, and they can come back. And that's what we want to do, is really encourage a lot of the students to say, hey, I knew that I had this experience. I want to go to college, 2 or 4 year, maybe university, but I want to come back and help Door County's community as a community. And we actually have a youth apprentice with a DCEDC right now, Gabby Chernagle, and she is our marketing and communications youth apprentice. And so even an economic development corporation can have a youth apprentice. So if you're out there and you do want to help this effort and you are interested in a youth apprentice, that is certainly an opportunity that you can contact us with. But you will be seeing she is helping us, Danny, in the effort to kind of promote Door County for young people, and we'll be starting a video kind of show opportunity to kind of say, hey, you can be here and do these kind of things as well. So it'll be fun.
So she's a high school student that gets to do this, I'm guessing, as part of classwork and things like that, too?
Exactly. So it's part of her curriculum. So she is signed up as a youth apprentice, and as part of her marketing and communications, she's very interested in that, doing that. And so, you know, marketing and economic development in a community is different than marketing a product, but she's learning all of those different things. And also the businesses that are in our incubator. So we run the business center in the Sturgeon Bay Industrial Park. And so we have a lot of different businesses that she's already, in the first week of her job, been able to kind of interview and talk to about what they make and what they produce in Door County. So it's good for a student to be able to tell those stories instead of just Corey and I, mm-hmm. but a student from her perspective.
I think overall, Danny, I think there's 11 career pathways for youth apprenticeship. And I know that the state set a record last year statewide for the number of youth apprentices in the state of Wisconsin, and Door County had a record as well. I think there were 90 from 5 school districts, including one from Washington Island. That's kind of a workforce development initiative that the state has taken on to, you know, meet the demands of the employers throughout the state, the workforce shortages and so on and so forth. So it's a great opportunity for a student to get exposed to a career path, learn some skills, and see if it's something that they want to pursue, whether it takes them directly into the workforce or if it takes them to a technical college or to a 4-year college.
And it's a great resume builder too, because that looks great for the young folks to be participating in something like that right off the bat.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the student engagement is so important to what we do. But, you know, workforce development completely, holistically, is such a big thing. I'm sure you hear a lot in covering news and from your listeners that, you know, it's hard to find workers. So businesses, it's hard to find labor. And then we hear from the other side, it's hard to find a position that fits me. So we're really talking about that whole ecosystem and all of the things that are affecting that and kind of the labor shortage. And it's a global issue. We have it here in Door County impacted by a few other things that we call sustainable living issues, which are housing, affordable housing, which I'll talk about in a moment, some innovative solutions to some of these issues. But affordable housing, also affordable and available childcare, as well as broadband access. And we're so impressed with a lot of our members that have done things to kind of blunt these challenges. And we were just at a groundbreaking yesterday, and I heard in the hallway covering the city of Sturgeon Bay did the groundbreaking for the affordable housing, the single family. So that's helping the situation. We also have groups that are working on the child care, which is keeping folks out of the labor force. So United Way and other folks that are working on the child care issue, as well as broadband access, the County of Door working on that. And so all of those things really are part of us trying to attract a workforce here. And just some information for your listeners, Wisconsin and Door County actually have very interesting statistics about being able to keep people in the workforce in Wisconsin. So Wisconsin is called a very sticky state, an economically sticky state. And what that really means is that when you move to Wisconsin and you are a resident, you don't leave. So we have some of the least, we're in the top 10 states that have the least out migration. And that is really interesting. So we know that when people come here, they don't leave. And so that is one of our strategies to develop the workforce, is working with our tourism partners. So we work very closely with Destination Door County and other organizations to say, hey, we've got this group of people that want to be here. And we all know stories about people who came here, visited, and then made it their home. And so we're trying to figure out, how do we grab that working age person, you know, and blunt those barriers that we have to making them a year-long resident, and then really make that happen so that we can have more of a working age population. So, and we're doing great in terms of bringing more people to Wisconsin and to Door County. We just, Mayor David Ward gave me a report the other day that said that, you know, we're bringing in more population. Our population is actually increasing, which is for Door County is definitely different in the last few decades. We are growing, so that's wonderful, because we need that population here, and that is related partly to bring people being coming here as a destination.
So it's a big juggling act when you're talking about all those different balls are in the air at any one time. And you've also got to look at it where these problems aren't solvable today or tomorrow. You're planning years down the line on addressing this. And this now a lot of stuff is happening in the last couple of years, especially as far as housing, like you mentioned. So we've all heard stories of people that, hey, I want to work up here, but I can't find a place to live. So that seems to be what's getting addressed the most right now.
Exactly. That is getting addressed, and especially in the communities of Sturgeon Bay and Sister Bay, because there is community or government infrastructure. So the water and the sewer are so important. So why you see them really doing a lot with the housing crisis here. And so we've really been, as DCEDC, advocating for a lot of the funding that's going toward affordable housing on the state side and the federal side to go toward that infrastructure, because that's what's so hard. You know, most of our, being a rural community, we are on septic and well systems. And so that's hard to bring, that's hard to make density. So that's hard to get a developer to come in and to build a lot of density in an area. And we're really a rural community, so we don't, that's not really the desire, to have a lot of density, but we do need housing. And so it's bringing in that housing and working with our partners, like the Workforce Housing Lending Corporation, again, is doing that too, is really trying to bring in those developers to do it.
Yeah. I think that's the great thing about Door County, Danny, is that there are so many organizations, not just DCEDC, but the United Way, a lot of different nonprofit organizations. And then you have the public sector, the city of Sturgeon Bay, the municipalities that make up Door County, and they all work together, I think, very well for the betterment of everybody, not just businesses, but residents, you know, and future residents and things like that. So that's what really pulls a lot of these projects together. And for example, you know, in the city of Sturgeon Bay with the Geneva Ridge development that's taking place off of South Hudson Avenue, there's going to be 24 single-family homes, and those are designed specifically for the workforce. And you have the city of Sturgeon Bay involved, you have a developer involved, you have Portside Builders involved, and they all found a way to make something like this happen. So the celebration yesterday was really cool in that everybody that spoke talked about the collaboration and the partnership to make that project happen.
And there's also restrictions built in there, too, as far as how that housing works. You can't buy it up and say this is going to be an Airbnb or something like that. So that's also a nice protection in there to make sure that, hey, these are going to the people that actually need them.
I believe you also have to be employed in Door County.
Mm-hmm. So that's correct.
That connection is awesome because any business that is looking for a worker has somebody that they can, you know, either pull from, or that person is connected to a Door County business. So that's pretty cool.
We're talking with the Door County Economic Development Corporation today, Executive Director Michelle Laurie and Corey Mallion on our WDOR talk show today. And if you have any questions about what we're talking about, you can join us too at 920-743-4411 or 920-487-2822. Now, Michelle, you mentioned that this isn't just a unique problem to Sturgeon Bay or Door County or even Wisconsin. This is everywhere. But we have unique advantages here that make our situation a lot more attractive to get people to come here.
We do. It's absolutely right. And that is what we need to highlight. So we need to highlight all of the things that make someone want to come to Door County. And, you know, talking about that, what Corey was talking about that collaborative environment, that is also it. So not only do we have beauty, nature, wonderful opportunities to enjoy our community, but we also have a lot of organizations that are here to help folks that are looking for positions or are looking for opportunities here. So we're, you know, really having that inclusivity of welcoming people. So we have that community feel as well. So that is what we're trying to highlight. So we're really, really fortunate. And I have been doing economic development since, I shouldn't even say, but 25 years. You said your high school years, so I can say 25 years. So I have been around the country doing it. And I have to say that Door County has been my favorite, obviously, place to do economic development because we have so many advantages to bringing people here. And it's really all about placemaking and talent attraction is what we call it. And we have such a great foundation to do that. You know, we definitely have our challenges that we talked about before. But we have such a great foundation, and it's really about the people that are here, and we have a wonderful community of people, so we're very lucky.
Absolutely.
Well, I know one of the things coming up as we're heading out of September into October, too, you mentioned September's Workforce Development Month. What can we look forward to in October, starting Sunday?
Yeah, October is Manufacturing Month, and it's celebrated nationwide. The actual Manufacturing Day is Friday, October 6th. This is a fun campaign that we've put together since 2018 to celebrate manufacturing here in Door County, because Michelle can speak to its importance. But one of the things that we will be doing are our manufacturing tours, and those are going to take place on October 12th, and that will involve 12 businesses and approximately 400 high school students from 5 school districts. So we'll have Sturgeon Bay, Southern Door, Sevastopol, Gibraltar, and Elgama students join us as well. So it's a great opportunity for them to get exposed to what careers are available in manufacturing, to see what's being built. And we have some really cool things, as you know. Marine Travel Lift had its variable width boat hoist that was in the coolest thing made in Wisconsin contest this year. And last year, Bay Ship had its Great Lakes vessel that was a part of that.
Yeah, the Barker.
Yeah, the Barker. And so if you look at some of the stuff that we make here in Door County, it's fascinating stuff, right? So we have Bay Ship, Travel Lift, Exactech, Hatco, TTX, NEW Industries, Pro Products, Midwest Wire, Door County Candle, Door County Coffee, and then we have also Renard's Cheese and Itasca. So kids will get some experiences in all kinds of different fields. You know, Door County Candle obviously has been in the news a lot, manufacturing candles. So how do we get kids excited about the careers that are here in Door County? This is one of the ways.
And is this the program, the Dora Kiwani Business Education Partnership?
It used to be a part of that, Danny, and our organization, that's a role that I served when I was with the organization here in 2018. It primarily became the Door County Business and Education Partnership. It was housed and funded by the Door County Economic Development Corporation. While that position doesn't exist today, it's still a very important piece of what we do.
So you're talking about 400 students coming to all these businesses. Obviously, they're split up and all that. That just organizing this from your end has to be, I mean, it's got to be an amazing task.
It's like putting a puzzle together, especially now that we have some logistical challenges in going to Central Door and to Southern Door. The tours are about 40 minutes in length. We built in about 15 minutes of passing time. And we thank the schools for their concentrated efforts to break into smaller groups, which requires busing and transportation and things like that. So they've worked very well. And the businesses are so appreciative, and they do a great job just sharing their story. And last year, I remember, for example, kids got to operate one of the big cranes at Marine Travel Lift and things like that. You don't get that hands-on connection very often. In addition to that, Danny, on October 3rd, the mayor of Sturgeon Bay, Mr. David Ward, is going to have a proclamation, Manufacturing Month proclamation, and that's going to be in council chambers at 6 p.m. And we invite anybody in manufacturing, business leaders, human resources people, workers, to come and join us and make for a great presentation.
Yeah,
I imagine there's a lot of people out there that drive past the industrial park every day, but unless you have to go in there, a lot of people don't, and you don't realize how much it's grown until you drive back and you look, well, look at that building, and look at that new building, and there's a lot back there now.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot back there. 50 businesses and about 1,500 employees are in the industrial park. So it is really large. I don't think people do appreciate that, is what you were saying earlier. And manufacturing really throughout Door County. Manufacturing is the largest contributor to Door County's gross domestic product. So we are really, that's why we're highlighting, is I think people don't realize that, kind of what makes up our economy. And just a little data on that. The number of employees is certainly growing, but the thing that's really interesting is the wages and how they compare with wages of other industries throughout the nation. Manufacturing certainly always has, and I'm going to steal Mayor Ward's, one of his pieces from his proclamation, but in Sturgeon Bay, manufacturing workers actually make 37% more in the wages than all other average industries in Sturgeon Bay. So it's really critical that we help foster manufacturers and really advance what they're doing and be advocates for them.
And historically, Sturgeon Bay manufacturing has been kind of the engine that keeps Sturgeon Bay going. Mm-hmm. Door County as a whole, we think of tourism, mm-hmm. but there's a great balance between the two.
That's exactly right. Perfectly said. That they're both very important parts of our economy. And it's really, they work together, and they're a piece. You wouldn't want it to be reliant upon one and not the other. And so it's perfect that it's diverse. And we have certainly healthcare is another industry that is so important to Door County with our great economic engine of the hospital. But all of these things that work together, they're all part, and you would never want it to be, you know, skewed in either direction. So it's a wonderful economy and diversity here.
We've got just a few minutes left on our WDOR talk show today with Corey Mallion and Michelle Lowry from the Door County Economic Development Corporation. Any kind of last couple of minute things we didn't touch on yet?
I do. I have a few things. We do one of the biggest things we do, and one of another piece of Door County's economy is the entrepreneurship. We have a lot of entrepreneurs that want to start businesses. The Midwest spirit wanting to begin their own businesses. And so we, that is a big part of what we do. So we have classes. We also do one-on-one counseling for business plans, financing. We do have some revolving loan funds at DCEDC. We like to work with our community banks on those to make sure folks are financed and really are set on a good grounding to start their businesses. So we are embarking with Kewaunee County on a what we're calling the Lighthouse Pitch Contest, a Lighthouse Launch. And so that is going to be where entrepreneurs are welcome to give a quick pitch of their business, and there are prizes. We have $1,000 for the top winner, and then $500 for the second. And then the winners, the two winners go on to the Northeast Wisconsin at the New North organization. I believe that is at Titletown.
I think so.
It is at Titletown. Then they go there and they do their pitch. And I want to tell your listeners, this is not, it sounds intimidating to be doing a pitch in front of, but it's not. And I am very happy to talk with anyone who's interested in doing that and help them get their pitch together. Because it really is a fun opportunity. But I think people are a little hesitant. So I do want to put that out there. And we have all kinds of services for entrepreneurs. So if you are starting a business or thinking about starting a business, please contact us and we can help you to do everything from site selection to business planning and financing.
And I can learn more about this at the DCEDC website, too.
You absolutely can. And you can call or email us, and we'd be glad to talk to you.
And is it DCEDC.org, or is it LiveDoorCounty.org?
You know it. It's LiveDoorCounty.org. I don't want to confuse folks, but it's LiveDoorCounty.org. Yes.
And that was part of the brand. You know, we want people to be excited about Door County.
And that's the time we've got. I think I'll have to bring you guys back in a couple weeks.
We would love it.
We'd love it, Danny. Thank you for your time.
All right. That's our program today. We'll start the week off Monday. I don't have my list in front of me, so it'll be a big surprise to everybody. On WDOR and WDOR-FM Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, it's 11 o'clock. That means it's time now for ABC News.
From ABC News.